I think a lot about Joanna Hedva's essay, Sick Woman Theory, in which she argues for the reclaiming of anti-heroic qualities typically associated with the pained body, illness, idleness, inaction, to reclaim these qualities as heroic. And it's this heroism, the heroism in that vulnerability, that I want to articulate.
Emily Corwin is an MFA candidate in poetry at Indiana University Bloomington and the former poetry editor for Indiana Review. Her writing has appeared or is forthcoming in Black Warrior Review, Gigantic Sequins, New South, Yemisi, Thrush, and elsewhere. She has two chapbooks, My Tall Handsome and Darkling, and her first full-length collection, Tenderling, was just released from Stalking Horse Press. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Emily, what poems have you brought us?
Gozzle with the City Sparking. Across my computer, my glass confession screen, a city everyone should wish for. Apparently, I am not cut out for cities, according to him. So I crinkle along in a $3 ballroom crinoline mess in my best Midwest. Sorry, you're right, I'm sorry. Sitting on a pile of coneflowers, asters, tart cherries, and a newborn deer baby. I guess I'm just not cool enough for his city. Not a glamazon or powerhouse or a somebody. I guess the sugar pie won't eat itself. I guess this house will do with electricity enough and some antique copper and cabbage roses and honey goat cheese, bramble vodka, Kroger hand soap, arugula. Would this be called simplicity, to not have a high-rise or scraped sky, for staying among the verdant acreage and turnpikes never headed for cities? Oh, sweetened girl, don't stand there being wishful, wistful like a drooped fist. City or no city, there is glinting still for seeing. Phantasm. Branches all over, and I'm calling you forth, you kindred one, you bent low in the hazel. What am I allowed to want? Under the barn gleamed hunger, the eye holes shiver there. Spirit that's kindred, spirit that's kind, bent like a witch hazel. What if the body decides to keep you, so hungered for gristle, black lumber, eyelet? Brought down with symptom, you break my hair now. And what does the body keep? The hay fields, oats, a reckoning like high fever, and my hair is alight with kerosene, riven. I carry muscle and a little basket, my field of visions. I reckon every illness. What are we allowed under the barn? Thriving nerve, a basket silent with kindling, lightwood, the branches against us, spirit calling me over. Abacus. I use my phone as a mirror. I have zero likes. I like mudrose and jewelweed and you. You left my body cells astonished. I'm missing you something fierce in these green fields and oil fields and fields of scary love I do not like. Such a long way from this little while together. With you, it is a presence or absence of claws, your hands that might injure. Desire holds me like a knife. What do you want me to say to that, you say back. I research what larger animals are most likely to kill me in the surrounding areas, most likely horse or dog, and you think my hair is alive, and it is. I get so impossible with emotion, blighted, startled like a starling. I order the latest version of a cave, tight, dripping, where I can disappear into. I remember we enjoyed getting down low in the bull thistle, downloading each other. You sent, remember this, in your message request. The attachment failed to load inside the glow screen, silken.
You've been listening to poems by Emily Corwin on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.